Okay, at least this morning I get to talk to you about another one of my favourite subjects this morning. We've got... Yeah. Who's into fantasy football? Okay, one or two of you, and the rest of you completely blank looks, okay? All right, so fantasy football, well, I'll tell you, over the year at Mena Don, so far, because, you know, we're only halfway through the season, it's been a bit of an intense rivalry going on, okay? And Chris will remember, we did this back in the day, didn't we? It's back again now due to popular demand. We play this game called fantasy football. And I'm not going to have time now. I'm going to take up the rest of your Christmas day to explain the whole thing about fantasy football. But basically, it's an online game. And unfortunately, not really given £100 million, but you're given a virtual £100 million to buy and sell Premiership footballers. And every week, you've got to select 11 current Premiership players. And depending on how that player does in actual real life in the game, that determines how many points your team gets. And, you know, you're competing against other teams, other players doing similar things. Okay? Now, we'll not spend too long talking about who's top of the Mena Don Fantasy Football League at the moment. There's only about three teams in it, mind you, but no, there's about six or seven, actually. And there's still time for you to come back into it if you want to. Okay? All right, but fantasy football, okay, that's basically fantasy football. So there's a screenshot of a fantasy football team, and the numbers underneath are the number of points that player got on that particular week because that actual player had done well in real life. Okay, so you get the idea? All right. So when I was thinking about fantasy football, I thought to myself, what would fantasy Christmas really be like? Okay? What would fantasy Christmas really be like? What would be the things that you might include in your Christmas that would make it the perfect Christmas? Okay? The perfect Christmas. All right? Would it be that your Christmas tree lights always work, they never get tangled up? Okay? Sadly, in our house, that is not the case. Okay? That is usually the first thing that's going on when we're getting ready for Christmas. All right? Okay? So maybe that would be one of your kind of elements of your ideal, perfect fantasy Christmas. Or would it be this one? Okay? Would it be this one? Is that going to be the case if you're having turkey, that is? Okay? Anybody not having turkey today? Yeah. What are you having, Rog?
Pheasant.
Ooh, okay. Not bad. All right. Pretty good, pretty good. Okay, so it could be that the turkey is always cooked perfectly. Maybe that is one of your elements of the perfect Christmas. Or could it be that one? Okay, will that be you later on, you reckon? And everybody will be rightly, you know, up for a game of charades. They just can't wait. That's what they want to be doing, okay? There's nobody who kind of doesn't want to play. All right, so maybe that's you. Or could it be this? All right. Anybody got one of those? You're probably the closest, actually, with with the Christmas pudding hat. But grandma's knitting is a hit with everyone. All right? That is the thing to be seen in this Christmas, definitely. All right, what else would be another kind of ingredient of the perfect Christmas? Could it be this? Okay. All right. There's never going to be any squabbles. There's never going to be any arguments going on. Not in your house. And then for those families with children, hopefully that's going to be the case as well. There we go. Yeah. One of my jobs last night was to peel the sprouts. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did one each. Okay. Well, that's probably more than we're going to eat, isn't it? Yeah, just, you know, like a Barbie cabbage, isn't it, basically? Yeah? That's what it is. Okay, now then. Right, look. There it is. Yeah, there we go, you see. This was my secret Santa present at Mena Don this year. Knowing my love of Doctor Who, perfect combination, the Doctor Who Christmas jumper. Everyone wants to wear a Christmas jumper. Can't see that many going on around here, actually. Don't know what's the matter with you all. Probably a bit mild. That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's got to be, hasn't it? Yeah? Mind you, you probably all got it on DVD, haven't you now? Got it on download, probably watching it on your phone halfway through the service already. Yeah, there we go. It's being remade, isn't it? Is that right? Why do they do that? Honestly, how could they? Okay, well, it's probably a little bit early to find out yet, because you maybe have not opened any presents, or not opened them all, or maybe you have, I don't know. But everyone likes all their presents. So if you're really hoping for that toaster, or that deep fat fryer, or maybe the engraved iron you've always been wanting, you know? Oh, sorry, I've given it away now. There we go. Well, that's going to be the scene later on in the Cook family. We push the piano through into the lounge where the fire is, and we all sing, you know, carols around the piano. Is that going to happen? Maybe that's your kind of idea. Maybe it will. Maybe that's your idea of your perfect Christmas. Maybe that's part of fantasy Christmas for you. Okay, well, it was 11 degrees, I think, this morning. I don't think it's going to happen. But you never know, it might do. Or maybe one of the family members will be up on the roof with a packet of washing powder or something, just sprinkling it so it comes down over the window. Maybe that's one of your things that you've always wanted to happen, is that it snows on Christmas Day. All right, that's going to help make the perfect fantasy Christmas. Yeah, well, that might have already happened. I don't know. Couldn't happen in our family, because we don't have any relatives we don't like. He said, he added quickly, okay? So maybe that's what it is. Maybe relatives you don't like get stuck in traffic and can't come to stay with you. Oh, that would be tragic. Okay, so there you go. All right, well, what I've done, and I might need a couple of little elves to help me out here, or maybe more than a couple, is you're going to get to do your... it's five aside, this, for you, because there's all of the elements of Fantasy Christmas... all your kind of perfect case, you know, scenario stuff going on around there, around your football pitch. And I want you to choose your top five, okay? So everybody's going to need, well, you don't have to give everybody. If you want to share with someone, or maybe have a go in your own family, that's it. Let's spread these out. And there's a box of pencils there. Who wants to be pencil monitor? Okay. So all you're going to do, when you get one of these, you can either just draw an arrow onto the football pitch that corresponds with your top five elements of Fantasy Christmas. But if you've got some other things that you think you would add in to make it, you know, the perfect Christmas, then that's fine. You don't have to use my suggestions. You might have something else that you'd like to put in as well. So here's a few more. Let's get one of these out. All right, and pencils as well. That's it. You can share with the person next to you, you know. You can discuss it. Hobbs family, perfect Christmas. What would that be going like? There we are. There we go. A few of those. Take a few. That's it. Good. Try and grab a pencil. How are we doing with the pencils? All right. Good, good. Now then, who's got the cordless microphone? Do you want to be my runner? Right, so I'm going to give you about a minute, probably. That's all. Maybe two. For you to put in the ingredients of your fancy Christmas. Anybody need a pencil still? We need one down the front here. And if you want to, you don't have to, then you can get to share with everyone which five you've chosen. Okay, which five you've chosen. Right, so as soon as anybody's chosen their five, and remember, you can add in ones of your own if the ones that I've put there are not what you had in mind, then anybody who's chosen their top five and is happy to share it with everyone else, give us a shout, put your hand up, and Rose will come round, and you can tell us what you've got. Okay, anybody, are you ready to share your top five?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, bit of hush, please. Thank you. Well, thank you so much. You are an excellent helper, excellent pencil monitor. Right, bit of quiet, please. Rosemary and Tim are going to share with us their top five.
Snow, a of course.
Snow, you've gone snow.
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
Lights.
Lights. Don't get tangled up, noise
work. Everyone gets on.
Of course.
And everyone likes a present.
Oh, that's Rosemary and Tim's top five fantasy Christmas. I'm sure that will be the case. Okay, anyone else in your five aside? Okay, Leslie's got one there.
Oh, it's Peace Around the World. We added an extra.
Oh, I said you could have an extra one. That's good. Peace Around the World, okay? Top one. We just want one thing for the perfect family Christmas.
Sure.
Quite right. Okay, anybody else? Right, Hodges family. Hodges family, top five. Fantasy Christmas. Might not be a fantasy, though. It might be real.
Snow
on Christmas Day.
Snow
on Christmas Day. Okay. Molly's going to add another four in here.
Okay.
Okay. The other four in your five-a-side ideal Christmas scenario.
Christmas.
What's that one?
Snow Day.
Oh, yes. Okay. You've got the turkey there. Oh, you've got Christmas jumpers as well. Were you inspired by my Doctor Who Christmas jumper? Is that what it was? Or Rose's Christmas jumper? Yes. I was trying to deflect attention away from that one, actually. Okay. What else have you got there, girls?
Sprouts.
You've got the sprouts in as well. Okay. Well, I think. Any more? Right. Oh, everyone likes their presents. What have you got, Phil?
Me, I've got sprouts.
Of course. They're more popular than I realised, actually.
Pickled walnuts.
Oh, pickled walnuts. Yep. I never would have thought of adding that one in, actually.
Bottle of port.
Bottle of port, yes.
Family and grandchildren.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. Okay. All right, anybody else?
It's kind of on here, but I put barades.
Barades?
Barades,
is this
yeah.
a variation on charades?
Yes, Pete. Yes, okay. It is. It's actually charades, but it sounds like charades because we found charades to be just too easy. So you act out something and the thing you act out sounds like.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So like,
if only we had time, we could get you to do one now.
You know, like chores.
Yes.
Would be jaws, for example.
That's genius. That is good. And that's all that it takes for the perfect and good family Christmas. I like it. Okay, Rog. Roger's already on his way to the perfect Christmas day with an orange T-shirt.
Yeah, definitely sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody getting on together. But for a different one for us is mobile phone to make contact with our grandchildren enjoying themselves.
All right. Oh, that was one of the top presents of the year in your family, wasn't it? You could do that. You have. It's never off it. Right. Hey, that's great. Okay, let's have the Stevens Fantasy Christmas. What would it take?
Watford to win the next match.
They'll get back on track soon, especially as I just signed one of their players in my fantasy team as well.
So,
Charles.
A 5 o'clock wake up.
Oh,
because it's very exciting. And the snowman on TV.
Oh, the snowman on TV, yeah.
And the Queen's speech, obviously.
Queen's speech. Even better than the Sound of Music. Possibly. Christine? Right, Christine, we better... Well, you can... No, we'll save yours till the last one. You can have to be the last one. Anybody else that's feeling that they wanted to share their fantasy Christmas, we'll let you do it later.
Love and friendship. Singing carols around the piano.
Mm.
I do love the Sound of Music, I'm sorry.
Who doesn't?
And I like a game of charades and good health to enjoy love, peace and joy.
That's a good one to finish on. That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. Wishing you a perfect Christmas. Well, there was a point to that. Fantasy Christmas stuff. Because, you know, in many ways, modern society, it demands that we should be successes and that everything should always turn out perfectly. We're supposed to be those who, by determination, or by personality, make our own destiny. We triumph over all that life throws at us so that we always succeed and we always prosper. The message is everywhere, in our films, right? Heroes demonstrate invulnerable perfection and flawless ability. They crash cars at speed. They climb out of the wreckage. They flick a few fragments of dust off their suit. They straighten their tie, and then they just stroll away, don't they? They're fluent in whatever language is needed. They never fumble in their handling of technology. And they're always calm, and they're always cool, and always collected. They never mistype an email address, or dial a wrong number, or forget where they put the car keys. Advertisements hammer home the message all year round. Everywhere we see smiling families, happy people in designer clothes, enjoying cars and enjoying their holidays. We ought to be perfect. We have the right to have it exactly as we want it. We need to be a winner, and only losers don't have the fantasy life. The fantasy that we can all play the game of life with total success peaks at Christmas time, doesn't it? I don't know about you, but many of us receive those depressing letters from friends that read some sort of annual review for shareholders, in which achievements are always played up and disappointments are always minimized and disasters are conveniently omitted. We hear at length about a family's successful three-legged charity run up Everest. The success of their daughter, who, age 6, has a newfound attainment in Thai cooking. She skis down a black run in preparation for the Winter Olympics. She's completed her degree in parapsychology, achieved grade 8 on the piano while simultaneously learning how to speak Mandarin. She plays the saxophone and the double bass and still finds time to write all her thank you letters, normally before the presents have even been dispatched. We hear the bliss of the 2 weeks in the Mediterranean, their delight about their new conservatory, and on reading their achievements, we can only feel like life's underachievers ourselves. But more troubling still is what we might actually call the fantasy Christmas. No doubt it was based on an original idea by Charles Dickens. It's been boosted by innumerable bad Christmas cards, decades of syrupy films, and limitless amounts of advertising. And we see it as a cliche. The fantasy Christmas is something that many of us have come to believe in and hope for. In fantasy Christmas land, there's a large room whose walls and bookshelves are festooned with Christmas cards and decorations. In fantasy Christmas, at the back of the room, a fire flickers. On one side is a real Christmas tree endowed with colour-coordinated decorations and twinkling lights, whilst on the other stands a multicoloured tower of presents. Through the window, we can glimpse a gentle snowscape. And in the middle of the room is a table piled high with food and drink, around which an entire family sits, laughing, smiling, and joking together. Fantasy Christmas admits no possibility that anything will be less than perfect. The turkey will be cooked exactly right. Everybody will like everything, including Brussels sprouts. The dog will not chew the presents. The broadband won't suddenly give up when we're Skyping Auntie Molly in Australia or Jake in Brighton. And everyone will get exactly the present they wanted. Here in the world of fantasy Christmas, no one will snap at each other or suffer from stress or flu or have the slightest worry about how, come January, they're going to pay for it all. With fantasy Christmas, we know there's going to be that moment late in the evening where peace has descended, where we'll be able to sink into the sofa, stare at the flames of the fire, and rejoice in all that life is for us. We might even let our minds drift to all that we're going to achieve in the new year, because there too perfection will reign. But that's tomorrow's fantasy. Unfortunately, there are serious problems with the fantasy view of Christmas. The most obvious is that to put our faith in it is almost a guarantee disappointment. The reality is inevitably going to be very different. We probably will give someone a DVD that they've already got. The kids may squabble. We'll be endlessly reminded that it was us who forgot to buy the brandy butter. And worst and most poignant of all, there may be an empty seat at the table. Life has a habit of puncturing the balloon of perfection. So it's very important to remember that at times like this, the God of the Bible seems to prefer to work when things are not perfect. In a phrase, God seems to be present in messes more than in successes. So consider the first Christmas. Has it ever struck you that from a human point of view, Jesus' birth in Bethlehem is a mess? There's a bullying tax demand from a thuggish occupying power, an extremely awkward pregnancy at a time and a place where society knew exactly what to do with bad girls, accommodation so rudimentary that you were just as likely to call the vet as call the midwife, and just when everybody who was there might have thought that things couldn't get any more undignified than a baby in an animal food trough, in shuffle a rustic bunch of shepherds, complete, presumably, with rural smells and country muck. The first Christmas was a long, long way from perfection. In fact, there's only one place in the Bible that's messier than Bethlehem, and that's the cross. But the messiness of Bethlehem is no accident. It's in the messes that God is most able to help us. Perfect people in perfect situations all too easily overlook the fact that they need God. I didn't come to call the righteous, Jesus said. I came to call the sinners. He might as well have said, I didn't come to call those who've got it all together. I came to call those who are in a mess. Those whom Christmases and their lives are in disrepair. They're the ones who are most likely to listen to God. The great turning everything upside down principle of Christmas is actually at the heart of the message of Christmas. In fact, it's announced in the very first chapter of Luke's Gospel, where in what has become called the Magnificat, Mary sings this of God. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. Christmas is a time when the have-nots can rejoice over their have-everythings. When those with flawed lives can find themselves more blessed than those with apparently perfect ones. So I wish you the very best possible Christmas and the very best possible 2018. May your tree lights work first time. May you get every present right. May this Christmas give you happy memories that will endure for a lifetime. And in the new year, may you get all of what you hope for and none of what you fear. But if things aren't quite as perfect as you would like, then be comforted. In Jesus, God comes to us at Christmas and in the long run. And no long run extends further than eternity. It's no bad thing for events to force us to turn to Him. Because after all, God's reality is better than the best fantasy Christmas. Amen.